How are we doing on time? The opposite of God is what?
Devil.
Okay. And there are other casual, usually in church you probably hear the devil or Satan or something like that. What about casual kinds of terms, joking terms, or perhaps terms you'd use with kids? Can you think of any terms like that?
No, devil's about the only thing. Okay. Red devil.
Okay. It could be, you know, you just don't use it.
The bad man.
The bad man, you use
uh-huh.
that? Okay.
Bad man will get you if you don't watch out.
What is it that people see around graveyards, or imagine that they see around graveyards?
Ghost.
Ghost? Okay. Any other terms you'd use for that?
Goblins.
Okay. If a house, a big old house, is completely deserted and people believe they see...
Haunt.
Okay.
Haunted.
Yeah. Right, you got it. You might, if the weather is cool, you might say, better put a sweater on, it's chilly.
Cool.
It's
chilly.
Okay, but it's blank chilly.
Kind of chilly.
Okay. And what would you...
Rather chilly.
Okay. And if you had a choice between two things, you'd say, I'd do this than that. Go ahead. I'd do this than that.
I'd do...
You were thinking in the right terms of what you said before.
Rather do this.
Okay. What do you say to a friend that you haven't seen for some time? You're expressing your feeling that you're happy to
see. Hey, how you getting along?
Okay. If you want to express the idea that someone owns a tremendous amount of land, you'd say, that man owns a land.
A heap of land.
Okay.
A lot of acreage.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say, right smart of that land?
Mm-hmm.
You
right
would,
smart of land, yeah.
Uh-huh. You would say that. Okay. If you wanted to say something more emphatic or stronger than just yes, what might you say? Can you think of any?
No.
Okay, let me see if I can set up a situation. If a neighbor came over and she was very apologetic about asking you for something, she'd say, would you mind terribly looking after my house while I'm gone? You might say, or no, she wouldn't say, would you mind? She'd say, can you look after my house while I'm gone? You might say, you wouldn't say yes, you'd say,
why, sure.
Okay. If you were with a man that was either older than you are or very, you consider him very high in status for some reason, and you were referring to him, you were saying yes, you'd usually say yes.
Mister.
He'd say yes, mister?
Uh-huh. Mister.
Oh, he's with his name.
Yeah,
I see. Yes, Mr. Jones or something like that. What if you didn't call his name?
Well, if I was familiar enough with him, I'd call him by his first name.
Okay.
I mean, if I'd been around him a good bit.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, let's imagine that President Ford came to your house and said,